There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Let's get to Jason Kelce. It just got a little weird. Let's get to Jason Kelce.
I'm thinking about those New York Yankees back in the 70s.
So Kelce talked last night. It was right at the top of Monday Night Football coverage. Scott Van Pelt had done, before the audio you're about to hear, about a 20-second setup. We got a game, we got this, we got that. But then, like, boom, they get right into it. I was proud of Jason. And I don't say that to sound like an authority figure. I mean, as a Philadelphian and as someone who cares about Jason, and as someone who, Jason is part of our show, and he's a massive part of the Philadelphia sports community, and he's a great human. I was really proud of how he handled it last night. Let's listen to the audio. The start of Monday Night Football coverage, pregame on ESPN. Obviously, Kelce addressing the situation from Saturday, which he previously had not done. Here's what he said.
Jason, I know you got some stuff on your mind, and I want to give you the floor to say what's on your mind.
Yeah. You know, listen, I think everybody's seen on social media everything that took place this week. Mm-hmm. I'm not happy with anything that took place. I'm not proud of it. And, you know, in a heated moment, I chose to greet hate with hate. And I just don't think that that's a productive thing. I really don't. I don't think that, you know, it leads to discourse and it's the right way to go about things. And in that moment, I fell down to a level that I shouldn't have. So I think the bottom line is, you know, I want to live my life. I try to live my life by the golden rule. That's what I've always been taught. I try to treat people with common decency and respect, and I'm going to keep doing that moving forward, even though I fell short this week. I'm going to do that moving forward and continue to do that. So, I think we got a game to focus on. Obviously, a matchup. I don't think this is the platform to necessarily go into more detail. So get ready for this Chiefs game.
Much respect, bro.
Respect.
Real.
Yeah.
All respect, my friend.
Respect.
All right, no doubt. You have more to say, we'll be listening with that. And in the meantime, as you say, we got a game to get
Absolutely.
To.
John, I was incredibly impressed. What are your thoughts? And a curious everyone at 215-592-9494. What'd you make of it, John?
I thought it was really well said. He didn't come out and have to sacrifice too much pride while saying how sorry he was. Like, I do feel contrition.
Oh, yeah.
Came across, and it sounded good while contrition was coming across. It was strong. It was just a great job.
You know what was big? Didn't read off a piece of paper.
I agree with you.
It was Jason Kelce.
Heartfelt.
That was, like, he was thoughtful. He was searching for the words. You can only imagine how many times
he
probably
talked about discourse. He wanted to get to discourse.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't think this brought what I was, you know, going for.
He owned it. You know, he didn't talk extensively about the guy, who obviously is a total jerk. The only real reference is, you know, hate with hate. So he's referencing that guy had hate, which clearly he did. Clearly he did. But I thought it was exceptionally well handled. I really mean it. I was really, but look, you can react. 215-592-9494. I really, really, really liked and appreciated how Jason handled that last night. He'll be in studio with us on Thursday. You know, he talked about, you know, there'll be times to talk more about it. I'm sure Thursday will be one of those times when he joins us, as he is every Thursday, 7:30 to 8:30. But if you want to comment on Kelce, obviously you can. And really the big topic of the day, as we've been discussing, Sirianni. Is he a good coach? I think he is. I do. I know a lot of you will disagree with me on that. That's fine. That's why we have these phone lines to discuss these things that we care about, like the Eagles and Philadelphia sports. I think the town's too hard on Sirianni. Guys, I'm not saying he's perfect. He's far from it. He does make bad decisions, and some of them did show up on Sunday. But I think he nets out a lot more positive than negative.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback, on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.